Hey, hi, and hello, everyone. You are listening to the Collegiate Catholic Show, the podcast that spreads Christ's light to incoming, current, and recently graduated college students around the world. My name is Mason Arneson, the host of the Collegiate Catholic Show and the Assistant Director of Campus Ministry at the St. Thomas More Newman Center Parish, located on the campus of the University of Missouri. Wherever you are listening from, thank you so much for joining us today as we come to you from beautiful St. Hood Studio. Let's begin our time together like we begin all things that are good in prayer. So if you'll join me in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, rest in our hearts, Lord Jesus. Grant us the grace to pursue heaven with every breath and every heartbeat. Good and gracious Father, thank you so much for calling all of us to partake in your heavenly mission here on earth, to be like your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and proclaim your kingdom to all the world and carry out your works to those in need is a wonderful gift, and we praise you in all that we do. And in this time, O God, I pray in great faith for an abundant outpouring of your love upon all whom you call your sons and daughters, and that you may draw near to us in all things. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, the time has officially come. This is the debut episode of the Collegiate Catholic Show. Wherever you are, and whenever you are listening to this, I want to welcome you on this journey with us. The prayer, planning, and execution process for this podcast has been many, many months in the making, and I'm so glad that this is the first season coming to fruition right here, right now. From now until about the middle of May 2025, we have so many amazing examples of Christ's love in the world who will join us throughout this season. But before we get the ball rolling on the Collegiate Catholic Show, I just want to take this time to tell you what this show is really all about, what this show is, why does it exist, where are we heading, and how you can follow along with us. So, just to start things off, no matter how you landed on this podcast, you probably looked at the title of the show and thought, what is the Collegiate Catholic Show? To which I will give you two answers to that, in both what is the mission of our show and how we decided to start this show. So, to put it simply, the Collegiate Catholic Show is what I said in the opening of this episode. So, it is the podcast that spreads Christ's light to incoming, current, and recently graduated college students around the world. So, I have the amazing blessing of working in the world of college campus ministry, and it is such a blast because it is a time and an environment in which people truly begin to think about those big questions of life. And many of those crucial questions revolve around our faith and what we believe in. So for many of you listening who are kind of around that college age, you know, give or take a couple of years on either end, this is most likely the first extended experience you've had living independently and making your own decisions. And I speak from experience of knowing that it is a very exciting stage of life to be in. And these years are among the most pivotal and definitive that you will have in your lifetime. So as your host of the Collegiate Catholic Show, I really hope that this podcast can give you some tangible guidance through the witness and the wisdom of the guests who are really taking their time to chat each episode, and that the topics that we're talking about on here are applicable and helpful for you in your journey towards sainthood. So additionally, the target audience of this show, as I mentioned, is not just for folks who are on college campuses right here, right now, but for those who are in the midst of their transition into or out of life as a college student. So if you are a dedicated high schooler at your parish's youth group, or you're a recent grad in the middle of figuring out how to apply your faith life as a young adult, this is the show for you as well. And I really pray that the Collegiate Catholic Show caters to you and your needs as well. As I mentioned, college is such an important time in the process of our relationship with Christ Jesus. But I would argue, in my own experience, that the transitions were just as important, if not more important, because it was really in those transitions that the faith that I had sort of learned a little bit throughout high school and really learned in college was really put to the test, and I was forced to grapple with a lot of those things that come with a big transition. So I think it holds just as much weight as those 4 or so years that you spend at your college or university. So in kind of talking about that, I want to segue into talking about how this show came to be, since all the parts of this journey are ones that I really hold near and dear to my heart as times of great impact on my own faith life. So to tell you a little bit more about me, I grew up in a Catholic family in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis area of Minnesota, and I received all the sacraments of initiation when I was growing up, but my relationship with Christ was fairly surface level heading into college, and I desired to make it to heaven, but I didn't know what the path of a saint looked like for someone who is my age. I wasn't really involved in youth group. You know, I kind of found that Sunday Mass was really the only outlet that I had to practice my faith, and I can't really say that I was living a life that was very Christ-oriented during those years of middle school and high school. But once I arrived in college here at the University of Missouri, so I'm serving at the University of Missouri, and in addition to Columbia College and Stevens College here at the St. Thomas More Newman Center Parish, I am also a University of Missouri alum as well. So once I arrived in college here at Mizzou and started to become more involved here at the Catholic Center on campus, my faith life became my life. And it was a very gradual process. And I think that is something that, you know, what the Collegiate Catholic Show is really all about is walking you through that process. The faith is not just big aha moments, although, you know, God willing, there are some of those that come about. But it is really that process that we need to take to heart. And so just through the graces of God, I was able to feel, like, internally and see externally my transformation from a lukewarm, checked out, in name only Catholic who had to be dragged to Mass sometimes by my family, to someone whose heart burned to share the gospel and to be bold in living out my faith, which is, you know, the exact reason why I'm doing what I'm doing here today, which is living the life of a college campus minister in addition to hosting this podcast as well. A big reason as to why I came to the University of Missouri in the first place was because of the great journalism school that was here. And I promise that this podcast is not just going to be me plugging the University of Missouri or our Catholic Center for that matter. It's really a universal expression of the faith that I'm hoping to project here. And I'll talk about that a bit more later on. But a big reason as to why I chose to come here to Missouri from, you know, the great state of Minnesota is because of the journalism school. And, you know, something that has always been a very strong emphasis in my life is being able to communicate through a lot of different mediums. So, you know, communication through writing, through interviewing, or through page design, graphic design, is a gift that God blessed me with from a very young age, and he has continued to unfold that gift as I've gotten older and as I've grown in my faith life. And once I started to take my faith seriously here at Mizzou, and when I was studying journalism, the idea of creating a Catholic podcast that specifically catered toward the lifestyles and the topics that are important for young people around that college age, it wasn't a very far-fetched idea for me. And so I had it in the back of my mind, and it remained on my back burner for a while as something that maybe I could do as a passion project on the side, but mainly my main career interest was in sports journalism. And so I really wanted to cover college football, but ultimately, not long after I graduated from Mizzou with my journalism degree, I began to work in the field of college athletics for a year, but then the Lord called me back home to Columbia, Missouri. Initially, he called me back to serve with the athletic department at Mizzou, and then he called me back, like, home to my old Newman Center to serve with college students who are encountering the same questions, trials, transitions that were not and currently are not too far in the rear view for me. And once I took on a role in campus ministry, the idea of a Catholic college talk show resurfaced. And after bringing this to the altar of the Lord many, many times in prayer and at Mass, I felt compelled to give this thing a shot. And so that is exactly what I am doing now. So additionally, this podcast, I just want to give a quick shout out here in this intro episode, because this podcast exists in no small part because of the amazing staff here at the St. Thomas More Newman Center Parish who are supporting me along this effort behind the scenes and in this mission. So I first want to shout out our communications director, James Benson, who has given me a lot of encouragement, the equipment, the mic that I'm using right now, and the support I've needed to get this thing off the ground. I also want to give some praise to Aiden Engbert, our tech intern, and he's going to serve as the editor and sound mixer for this project. And finally, I also want to give kudos to Lily Skaggs, who is our communication intern, and she's in charge of the branding and promotional support for this podcast. So without their support, all of this would still just be a pipe dream out there in the ether. So since we've talked about the show's ethos at this point and what it's all about, I want to let you know about where this show is going beyond just this pilot episode. So to be clear, this first go around is an anomaly from what the podcast will look like on a week in, week out basis for a couple reasons. First, this will be the only episode in which it is just me, myself, and a microphone. And as much as I love to yap and as much as I love to, you know, just sit here and talk with a microphone, I love to ask questions. I'm a reporter at heart, and I love to listen a whole lot more than that and learn a whole lot more than that. So there are a great many people who God has provided with the gifts and the expertise to speak on a variety of different topics. And I want this show to provide a platform for those people to share how Christ has worked in their lives with the world. That's a very roundabout way of saying that every week I will have a new guest or multiple guests that will come on the show, and they're going to talk about something that they are passionate about. So you can expect something new, something diverse, something that is unique with each recording, because, you know, that's ultimately where God calls us in our gifts, is to give something new and uniquely us to the world for his kingdom. And so I really want that to be kind of the focal point of the show. Like, this show ultimately is not just the Mason Arneson show. This is the show that will really be a means of teaching, I think, to really help you along your pathway as you strive to grow in faith, and also as I strive to grow in faith as well. So additionally, second, the runtime on this episode will be far and away the shortest runtime of the batch. So looking at it right now, I think we're at about the 15-minute mark of how much I've been recording so far. And ultimately, like, for these topics that we're going to be talking about this season, I mean, these ain't your surface-level topics that we're delving into in the weeks ahead. There's going to be, just looking at some of the conversations that we've recorded so far, we've had interviews about transitioning from college ministry into young adult parish life, discernment of the priesthood and religious vocation life, and how to be a saint in your sorority chapter. And those are just some of the teasers, some of the little breadcrumbs that I want to leave y'all here with as some of the episodes that you can expect, because these are some big topics to hit on. And, you know, a quarter hour, 20-minute show would not give any of those topics or any of the other topics the respect and the intentionality that they deserve. So each show is going to vary in length, but you can expect pretty dense episodes with, you know, a keen sense of purpose and tangibility, because my hope is ultimately that these words don't just go in one ear and out the other, but, you know, I really want you to walk away from each interview, each guest, each episode with a new perspective on the faith and additionally some concrete inspiration for how you can grow in your relationship with Jesus as a young adult in this amazing, amazing time of your life. So that is really my hope with this show. So finally, even as we release this episode at the tail end of the 2024 calendar year, this is just a teaser for what is to come in the months ahead. So in the true collegiate spirit, and because campus ministry runs very much in conjunction with the life and schedule and times of the university, each season of the Collegiate Catholic Show is going to be a semester. So it's not going to be a season, it's going to be a semester. And it will run much like a scholastic semester, in that new episodes are going to drop weekly on Wednesdays throughout the fall and spring terms. So with that being said, our first interview will be released on the first Wednesday of the spring semester for the University of Missouri, which will be January 22nd, 2025. And the debut semester will consist of, not including this show, 16 interview episodes that run from that date, January 22nd, until May 14th of this year. So that is the finals week for the University of Missouri. So with that being said, the podcast is going to co-align with that, and pretty much you can expect that all the way forward. So now that you know we're going to be heading this upcoming semester, I want to bring all of this back to you, our amazing listener who's hopping aboard this ride with us. So you can follow the Collegiate Catholic Show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You're probably listening to either one of those options now as you're listening to this. So make sure that you give us a follow, and also ensure that your notifications are on for this show so you can get a little buzz or a little ding to let you know when a new episode drops. Additionally, stay plugged into updates on our guests and topics on Instagram by following the Collegiate Catholic Show there. Our handle is just Collegiate Catholic Show, at Collegiate Catholic Show, all one word, no spaces, underscores, or anything like that. So we are hopefully going to be, in the coming weeks, releasing our guest list, our schedule for topics, and then that way you can kind of see like where we are heading as a podcast and what you can expect from us from now until May. So for any and all updates regarding our little show that could, that is the place to do it. But all things considered, I think that just about does it for this pilot episode of the Collegiate Catholic Show. So until we meet again, I hold you all in my heart and pray that your love for Christ Jesus and your neighbor may increase ever more and more. God bless y'all.